Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to have our maiden voyage interview, first time ever, with Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, to get his view on the economy that's happening worldwide, the implosion. Coming up in T-minus 32 minutes from now, attorney Phil Berg. He's got that big demonstration coming up Saturday, October 23rd. It's getting some major news on conservative talk radio. He'll be popping in with the latest on Barry Sitaro, a.k.a. Barack Hussein, the Indonesian citizen Obama. And that you can't disprove. That's a fact. The Kenya stuff's a side issue for me. I always go to what I can prove, so that's coming up. Let's continue right now with your calls. Joe, John, Noel, Pat, Dan, and others. Joe and Tejas, you're on the air.
Alex, it's great to be on with you, man.
Great to have you here. What's on your mind?
Hey, I got a quick question and a quick comment. My question is, have you ever talked about Colonel Jim Szabo? He's the military, Marine pilot that was allegedly had committed suicide out there in California in January of 1991.
You know, it rings a bell. Why don't you refresh my memory?
Well, he was going to blow the whistle on the CIA for running drugs right there out of that Marine Air Base.
Well, I know they've killed a lot of Army and Marine Corps and Navy and Air Force investigators and whistleblowers. I've seen a lot of cases of that, but I don't remember the particulars of the case.
The thing is, his brother's a doctor out of South Dakota and has been rallying, you know, to clear his name, basically. And, you know, it would be great if you could get him on your show if he was willing to come on and talk about that situation. You know, shed some light on that. Also, I'd like to comment on the Fort Hood trial. I'm here at Fort Hood, and the news story that came out yesterday or the day before about the cell phone video that disappeared, I find that to be pretty interesting, and I heard you mention it yesterday, and I'd just like to hear you and, you know, others in the media talk more about that. Cause that
Joe, are you one of the guys in Army Intelligence I talked to?
Yes, I am, Alex.
Yeah, I thought I recognized your voice. Well, I mean, for those that don't know, that's in the Associated Press, and I remember hearing at the time that they made a lot of people erase their cell phone videos. That's a big problem for the globalists because they want to use Big Brother to control us. We can use it against them. And the fact that they were running drills, the fact that they were now we know for 2 years this lunatic thought he was communicating with Al-Qaeda and sending it to a known Al-Qaeda CIA handler and was talking about what he was going to do that was violent. And they knew this and left him alone. And now you add making people erase cell phone videos, and that's very suspicious, isn't it?
Absolutely. I know around a situation like that, there's going to be a ton of confusion. But at the same time, you know, as a non-commissioned officer, I know better than to destroy evidence at a crime scene.
Yeah, well, that's a crime right there. And the default is, even if they classified it, you don't destroy anything.
Absolutely. And, you know, most people in the military know. And I'd just like to see some more news coverage on this. And apparently when it was brought up to trial, the CNN article that I read, it was immediately just kind of dropped. And I just...
Well, what do other people in your intelligence unit, I mean, you told me they already think something stinks there at Fort Hood, but what do they think about this?
Well, we really don't know what to think. I mean, we're not obviously in the trial, so we can't make too many judgments. And, you know, just to be careful and protect myself, you know, I'm not going to go out there and make any speculations. But stuff like this, Alex, when this is, you know, basically brushed off, it makes you wonder.
Well, Joe, I appreciate you holding. Anything else you want to add about what's happening worldwide?
Alex, you are one of the greatest patriots we have in this country. And, you know, I pray for you and yours every day. And you need to continue on your mission, man. And, you know, God bless you and all yours. And, you know, I wish nothing but the best. And we're gonna win this someday. We're going to win it.
Is there any talk on base how they're openly now announcing, oh, the troops just won't be used to fight Al-Qaeda in America. They'll be used during a financial collapse.
Yeah, well, we read the Army Times, and you know, funny enough, the Army Times covers it, and you know, some of this stuff, you know, the Brigade of Homeland Defense and everything else. So we're well aware of our role, but we're also well aware of the oath we swore, and that is to protect the Constitution.
All
against
right.
Enemies foreign.
Good hearing from you, Joe. Great info you gave us about stuff at Fort Hood. We'll be right back.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bilberg, attorney popping in about Barry Sitaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, their big demonstration coming up this weekend. But right now, let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to John in Ohio. Thanks for holding, John. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I believe I may have found 9/11 evidence that you're not aware of yet.
Okay, tell me.
This is out of the Sarasota Herald Tribune. And if the article has to do with a missile being placed on the roof of the hotel the president was staying at the day before the 9/11 attacks. Now, as far as I know, you can get the primary source information if you go to the Sarasota Herald Tribune webpage and you do a search for the article, and you do the beginning and the end date search as September 10th, 2002, and the keyword missile, an article should come up talking about the town remembers historical visit from a year ago.
Okay, town remembers historical visit from a year ago.
Something like that.
Okay, town remembers historical visit from a year ago. Sarasota Herald Tribune?
Yes.
Sarasota, we'll search that right now. Sarasota Herald Tribune, town remembers historic visit from president?
I think it'll work if you do a keyword search for missile.
And the dates on the Sarasota site. All right, we will look into that. I know that it's customary to have missiles travel around with the president, at least Stingers. I remember when Ronald Reagan came to speak in Dallas when I was a little kid, and then the vice president, when he was running for president, and my dad going, look at those guys on the roof. And they clearly had, you know, the box on the side and the tube, and they had Stinger missiles up on the roof. It's come out in the news they have Stingers at the White House. They had bigger missile batteries and still do at the Pentagon, but they stood down that day. But we'll look into that, John. Anything else?
No, that should cover it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Good tip there. Let's talk to Noel in Illinois. Noel, you're on the air.
Alex, I have a bunch of points, so I'm going to make it quick. Here at Western Illinois University, we had those flu shots last week, the big eugenics operation. A kid in my broadcasting department took the FluRx vaccine from Glasgow Smith & Kline. Page 8 says you could receive tonsillitis. The kid got tonsillitis. So, again, the school not informing students about side effects in the vaccine. Quickly, before I go to your question you raised to the listeners today, someone needs to do something about the Mockingbird media and their discrimination against Rand Paul. They're committing libel and slander on both accounts. I'm watching Slime Ball with Chris Matthews last night. He had his opponent on. Going back to that GQ article, and I remember you this summer telling us about the Washington Post article, admitting that the lady falsified the story. They're continuing this up with 2 weeks left in the election. It's disgusting. The Mockingbird media should be ashamed of themselves for what they're doing to Rand Paul.
Yeah, they don't criticize politicians who are part of Skull and Bones or Bohemian Grove. They go back 30 years ago and claim he kidnapped a woman and made her smoke marijuana, and then she came out and said, well, no, the media is exaggerating. It was a frat party, and everybody was acting stupid. I mean, that's standard procedure, and it's just all a lie. And I knew they'd come back with stuff. They're going to probably, 2 or 3 days before, it's kind of like saying, are you still beating your wife, or are you still a murderer, or are you still a bank robber? Even if you're not a murderer or bank robber, it still just hangs out there, against the person. And yesterday I was watching just a few minutes of Fox, and they were kind of bashing Rand Paul. But nobody listens to Chris Matthews. I mean, literally, the guy maybe has 400,000 viewers. I mean, he's a joke, folks. This radio show every hour has more than that conservatively. It's just all a big illusion. And the fact that they are demonizing him, I think, may even help him in a way, because people know the mainstream media are a pack of liars. Anything else, Noel?
Yeah, just everyone look up Alex Jones confronting David Gergen with Bohemian Grove. And then lastly, Homeland Security, the same people who run Plum Island and the nasty things they do near Long Island, are here at my university currently. I took a video of this. I'm not sure what they're doing here. It's the same Homeland Security with the right-wing extremists. They're indoctrinating the largest law enforcement school in the state of Illinois. I will do my best to get more video of this, but it's quite shocking. Everyone keep up the good work. Your money order for the Money Pot, Alex, I'm donating some money to you. It's in the mail. You will receive it soon. Keep up the good work. You're in my prayers. I love you all. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you so much, Noel. Speaking of the Money Bomb, to finish the studio, to finish the social network, to finish everything we're building, 500,000 sounds like a lot. And I mean, a mainline TV studio at a local, station might cost $1 million. We're doing it with prosumer gear, trying to do the best job we can with the green screen room and the computers and the switchers. But we're going to be able to do it because 420,000+ has come in. But it'd be great with InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com is still up there. If folks want to donate and help us push to our total goal, at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or call and donate 888-253-3139. You can still support us and be part of this historic move. A lot of folks also bought books and videos and T-shirts. That supported us in a big way. A lot of people joined PrisonPlanet.tv to support us, but you can also just call 888-253-3139. You can also call our office direct. We don't have operators anymore. It's our office that takes the orders. People seem to like that because we can answer your questions better. And you can also call and donate 888-253-3139. If you want to call and get What in the World Are They Spraying, that's going to ship in just a few days, the amazing geoengineering chemtrailing film with G. Edward Griffin, that's available. We're now carrying it. It comes out in 2 days. We'll be able to ship it in the next few days. Enemy of the State, Part 2 of Camp FEMA. I'm a big part of it. And they interviewed law enforcement and other people that have been training for martial law during flu. That's just one part of the film, but the trailer we made concerning it mainly focuses on that facet. Enemy of the State, part two of Camp FEMA, also available at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And every order gets a citizen rulebook added into it. We've also brought back the bracelets, the little rubber bracelets that say, don't tread on me, and defend freedom, InfoWars.com. We'd sold out of those about 6 months ago. We ordered a bunch more, and we found a better supplier that cost half as much for us to get them made, so they're a lot less. They're a lot less, and you can get them for yourself and friends and family, bumper stickers, all of it. It's all about spreading the word, InfoWars.com. Okay, guys, give me a document cam shot if you can for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We did go to the Herald Tribune, and we were able to find that it is on their site, but we also found a copy that was archived, and it's the day before everything changed. President Bush touched local lives, and it talks about the president strolled into the dining room at 7 p.m. after a flight aboard Air Force One, and waiter was there to make sure he got whatever he needed. And it goes on, and then buried on page two, and it's highlighted, it says, a White House stage artist, not teachers or students, designed the childish decorations that were eventually put on the wall behind the president. At the colony, the Secret Service was getting everything secure for when the president arrived at September 10th. That included snipers and surface-to-air missiles on the roof of the Coast Guard patrolling just offshore. So this is in Florida. So when he did the little goat story and all that, all the fake decorations, it was all a set. The kids hadn't done that. And there, everybody kept saying, why is he standing down? I know Bush is corrupt and evil, but more and more the evidence shows he was basically out of the loop. Cheney was in command of the stand down, as Norman Panetta, the head of transportation, testified in Congress and has since done four other TV interviews and said, no, Cheney's lying about when we got word. You know, we got word about 45 minutes before he says we got word, and I was there when he said the order still stands. No air defense. But this just shows how they had missiles. And I know that happens a lot, but people kept saying, well, why aren't they moving the president out? You know, you've got planes crashing in the World Trade Center, a plane going down in Pennsylvania. Normally they would get him out of there, but he sat there for close to an hour. Just sat there while it was all unfolding on television, and the Secret Service didn't say, we have a security threat, sir. We've got to get you out of here. I mean, if there was a shooting 5 miles away in Florida that day, they would have gotten him out of there. If there was a backfire in the street by a car, they would have gotten him out of there. But that day, they sat there with the Secret Service, and now that included snipers and surface-to-air missiles on the roof of the Coast Guard patrolling just offshore. Surface-to-air. So that's surface-to-aircraft, to shoot down aircraft. Very, very interesting. September 10th, 2002, reporting on what happened the year before out of the Sarasota newspaper. So a good tip from the listener on that front. Who's up next here? Pat in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. What I wanted to say was that I watch TV some, but I sit there and watch all of this stuff about buying things. You know, it's totally like everything's normal. And I can't figure out if they're totally ignorant or they're just, I don't know what.
But well, they convince major corporations and others to play along with the confidence game of, if we just act confident, that'll make it better. And then, but the problem, and to a certain extent that's true, if you had a good government, if you had good monetary policy, we wouldn't be in this position, A. But B, let's say we were in this position, we could get out of it. Not without some painful things happening, but a lot better than where we're going. But they want to keep confidence going and then say, don't worry, the central banks have a solution, a global government they control, a global currency that all other currencies are basically denominated in. And so they just want to stall till the election, then they'll announce that the economy's a lot worse than they'd said. They're already doing it to a certain extent, but then offer you their next solution.
Yeah, but it's almost surrealistic, because I've told people for God knows how many years, at least 10 to 15 years, all of this is going on, and they don't believe me because they watch TV.
Well, and also, things have been so good so long, it can't happen here, Pat.
I guess so, but it's hard to even convince my kids, because every... been doing so well and everything.
Well, this is still a wealthy country. We've, you know, still a lot of great things. It's just that the monetary changes being made are going to make things a lot worse. Pat, great points. Dan, Laura, Dan, Joan, others, your calls are straight ahead after this quick break. We got attorney Phil Berg popping in on Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama, and a lot more, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
On the subject of that HeraldTribune.com story out of Sarasota, Florida, where Bush was reading to the kids on September 11th, we had found the archived copy of it. But just in case people don't believe that, we were able to get into the Herald Tribune's archive and find it. No, there it is directly from their site, complete with a Six Flags ad. The day before everything changed, President Bush touched locals' lives. And it talks about service to air anti-aircraft missiles being put up across the street from the school in case airliners were going to be used. So, nice little tidbit, thanks to a listener calling in to add to the pile. Let's go ahead, like his brother declaring martial law in Florida 2 days before, source Associated Press. Let's talk to Dan in Ohio. Dan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
Hey, second time caller. First time I helped start the state's activation group with New Hampshire's legislation that was passed. But the reason I'm calling in today is this is kind of a question that was directed towards Robert Kiyosaki. I know he's not on yet. But there's a lot of talk here in our networks about the Iraqi dinar, about using the dinar as an investment tool, and they're promising people, not really promising, but saying with the reevaluation of the dinar that there could actually be a 100.
Yeah, I've got a lot of family that's in the military, and all of them have bought a bunch of dinars thinking that they're going to go way up.
When I watch the videos of the bankers actually explaining where you need to turn in these dinars after the reassessment of their value, they seem to be all located at Federal Reserve locations. And I'm questioning, is this a means to actually help implode the economic system by having some sense of run on the bank to go in and get your $100,000 after you invested $100 or $1,000?
You know, tens of billions of dollars were flown in on C-130s and paid off the locals in Iraq, and they would pay off even low-level officers and then say later, hey, you took $100,000, you took $50,000 in U.S. dollars, you better keep your mouth shut when investigators come in here. It's a way to corrupt everybody. But I don't think the investment, I don't know what it is, by military personnel in dinars, I don't even know if it's going to go up. I think it was a speculative thing. But if it does, that is a weird way to, you know, raise some money for the troops, and usually the government doesn't want to do that unless it's to corrupt them. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I can't imagine how that would cause a run on the bank if troops go in and turn in their dinars.
No, this isn't, Alex, this isn't for the troops. This is running through all our social networks, all the MLM networks. I've never seen something explode so quickly. People are just throwing their money in, buying Iraqi dinars, and supposedly the story is it's supposed to reevaluate by the end of the month, and people are saying they're going to turn in their small investment into $100,000.
Well, I know that started with the military, and it just sounds like. I mean, I'll tell you, I haven't invested, but I got a few family members who, again, were in Iraq, and, you know, they bought some. I don't think it was a lot. And I know there, I remember hearing about this 5 years ago, you know, when they got some, you know, they put it in a safety deposit box, hoping it goes up. I mean, I don't know. I think we're going to find out soon, though.
Yes. I mean, MSNBC was actually commentators physically holding up dinars, saying, yes, I've bought my dinars. This was just recently. So if anyone wants to investigate it, you simply have to research dinars, Google dinars. The other quick question I have for you is Nocera. We have a lot of people talking in network.
Not real.
Not real at all.
Yeah, the National Restabilization Act, I've been hearing about it for 15 years. It's made up, and they get all these people to invest in the false reality that secretly the government's good, everything's been reorganized, everything's fine. It's kind of like Christians are told we're about to be raptured, so don't fight corruption. And it's just totally false. And we're always hearing, they're going to announce next month Nocera, and it never happens. It's a complete baloney.
Complete scam.
There are a lot of well-meaning idiots out promoting it, but it's not real.
Okay. All right, thanks.
But, I mean, you know, as they reorganize the country and other nations into this police state, I can see them saying, oh, look, it's the reorganization. We're free. I mean, it's just... It's like all these stories you hear about. There's a guy in London. He's got $100 billion, you know, but the government took it from him. And if you'll just invest with him, when he gets the $100 billion, you'll get part of it. It's basically like a bigger, more blown up, gargantuan version of those Nigeria emails you get, and everybody gets them. Where, oh, I am Prince Bapupu, and if you give me $10,000, I'm about to get $50 million. And I will give you $1 million. People say, well, that's it, I'm giving Prince Bob. And people are like, I have the email, Prince Babupu. I'm with royalty now, Prince Babupu. Oh, Prince Babupu is sending me sending me millions off. And then when the money doesn't come, Prince Babupu says, I need 10,000 more to transfer the money. Oh, give me the money, honey. I must invest. Prince Babupu, don't tell me I was scammed. It's real.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11,004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Most people know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Attorney Phil Berg is on with us. He's driving to a funeral, and so he's on a cell phone. It may cut out a bit. We're going to be talking to him in a moment about Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama. Before we go any further, I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors. That's Diamond Gusset Jeans. They've almost run out of their beautiful Constitution Defender Don't Tread on Me t-shirts. They have several different variants. And when they're gone, they're gone. This deal is over. The word is this deal will probably be over within a week or two because they're running very low. Gusset.com/Alex. Gusset.com/Alex is where you go. And when you buy any of their motorcycle jeans, regular jeans, made in America, super high quality, find out about their unique design. They look just like Levi's, but last a lot longer. Gusset.com/Alex. You get a free t-shirt when you order two pairs of jeans and free shipping. That basically comes out to like a pair of free jeans. Free t-shirt and free shipping. Gusset, G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Gusset.com/Alex or 888-8-GUSSET, 888-8-GUSSET. I also want to tell you about another fine sponsor, and we've got a banner for them up on PrisonPlanet.com if you forget the URL. It's prepared, P-R-E-P-A-R-E-D, prepared.pro, prepared.pro. And they've got, you know, safe rooms. They've got way, you know, the well-designed systems to bury your guns or loot. Everything dealing with readiness for 10 years. They're fond of saying they're in the business of selling steel-plated peace of mind. They sell everything you need, more to be ready for what's coming down the pike, survival gear, supplies, even steel-plated underground shelters and safe rooms. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. It's www.prepared.pro for professional crisis preparedness assistance. Check out Safe Castle LLC at prepared.pro today, and a banner up on prisonplanet.com. A lot of great videos and audio and other things to find out more at prepared.pro. Okay, we now take you to the highway as Attorney Phil Berg drives along. And he's doing other shows like G. Gordon Liddy today and other stuff, getting the word out on this. He's a former Deputy Attorney General of Pennsylvania, former candidate for governor of the U.S. Senate in Democratic primaries, former chair of the Democratic Party in Montgomery County, former member of the Democratic Senate State Committee, a attorney with offices in Montgomery County, PA, and an active practice in Philadelphia. He's also a paid life member of the NAACP and a voluntary fire and police for 27 years. And he's one of the progenitors of the birther movement, and he's finally got the rally going. We're very excited about that. Obama birth certificate eligibility, Obamacare rally in Washington, Saturday, October 23rd, 2010, at high noon to 4 p.m., 3 hours long. It's going to be the U.S. Capitol West Front. And he's got all this at his Obama Crimes website. To tell us about that is Attorney Phil Berg. Phil, good to have you with us.
My pleasure to be with you.
So tell us about the rally and what's coming up, and then I want to get into Barry Sataro.
Sure. We are having a rally. It's called the Obama Birth Certificate Eligibility and Obamacare Rally. As you mentioned, it's this Saturday, October 23rd, 12 noon, at the U.S. Capitol on the West Front. It's significant. We need as many people as we can to come, and I'll tell you why. Because we are the umbrella for whatever issue you are with Obama, whether your issue is health care, taxation, Social Security, anti-war. We're the umbrella because Obama is not constitutionally eligible to be president. And if enough people turn out, we can force the issue, force Obama to show us that he's constitutionally eligible, which he's not, and therefore we're going to demand that he resign from office. And if enough people show up, we can force the national media to cover this story once and for all, which they won't. We can force Congress maybe to have one hearing. If they would have one hearing, Obama would be out of office.
Well, resistance is victory, and people need to call the media in the East Coast area, especially D.C. and Maryland, and tell them to be there to cover this.
Absolutely. But as many people, because the foreign press is already covering it. They've contacted me. They'll be there, and we'll come back to the United States. But the important thing is we have to put pressure on because the national media and members of Congress are gutless. They have no guts to challenge this issue, and there's nothing more important than our U.S. Constitution. So it's really imperative that everyone come out and support this issue, and we can get Obama out of office because he doesn't belong there. He's constitutionally not eligible to be president. He's not natural born. He was born in Africa. I'm tired of their nonsense of showing that certification of live birth, which they say is a birth certificate. It's not a birth certificate. It doesn't have information.
Well, regardless, and I think the evidence is clear on that, but it's 100% on the Barry Sataro giving up his citizenship to become Indonesian, and that makes him ineligible under the law to be president.
Absolutely. And we have on our website a copy of the school record where his name is Barry Sataro. And he mentions in his autobiography that his stepfather, Lolo Sataro, returned to Indonesia before he. So his name is Barry Sataro. It says his nationality is Indonesia and his religion is Islam, which is Muslim. There's no question he's not qualified. He hasn't produced any documentation. He spent over $1.6 million fighting my three lawsuits and another 50 to 100 lawsuits around the country. Spend that kind of money unless you're hiding something.
And now releasing his passport, which is recent, as if that's proof of his citizenship, as if we're that stupid.
Absolutely. And the best is there's the recording around of Michelle Obama saying, you know, we went to Obama's homeland in Kenya, and they got flu shots, I believe, over there. But in their own mouth, their own words, she reiterates the fact that...
Well, Phil, she said that repeatedly, and we're going to cue that up and play it, but I don't want to sit here and bash Glenn Beck because, you know, I'm tired of it, and I don't want to do it because I think in a lot of places he's doing more harm than good. But I saw him 3 weeks ago because we're making a film about the Tea Party, so we're watching it every day and studying it. I saw him say, with no proof, he just said, look, you want a real, he says, everything I cover is a real conspiracy. He goes, what isn't real is that Obama was born in Kenya. It's a lie. It's not true. He said, that's it. It's not true. And he said, Hillary Clinton created this lie. Now, I know you're a Democrat, and I know you're one of the first people to criticize him, but it doesn't matter. The facts are the facts that he's an Indonesian citizen. And the facts are the system's getting desperate when they're coming out and saying this is a Hillary Clinton operation. I don't believe that that's why you did this. A lot of other Republicans did it right around the same time as you. But can you speak to A. Glenn Beck just with no evidence saying none of it's true, A, and how desperate the system is, and B, this charge that basically this is Hillary Clinton doing this, but Hillary's part of his administration?
Well, first off, I don't understand Glenn Beck because he says 90% of his time is against Obama, but he won't touch the birth certificate issue. And I think that's from pressure on high for this thing to discuss anything except the birth certificate issue. So they don't do that. It's not a Hillary Clinton thing. You know, people say that I, being a supporter, I supported her. I gave her like $200. I maybe gave her 10 hours of my time. No way was I involved actively, really, with her campaign, and no way did she tell me what to do on this.
Well, you talked about this over 2 years ago on this show. You said, I'm a Democrat. I'm concerned. I'm worried about them running somebody that isn't a citizen. This is going to cause a constitutional crisis.
Absolutely. And I'm doing this. You know, they keep saying it's a right-wing conspiracy. As you stated, I am a lifelong Democrat. And then they say, you're a racist. And I say, well, I'm white and Jewish, but I'm also a paid-up life member of the NAACP. They don't know what to do with me, and I'm glad because I'm leading this fight for the citizens of this country. We deserve to know the truth. Obama with Obamacare is unconstitutional. The other situation is he's unconstitutional, and he's trying to destroy this country. He's ready to have a conference set up on Social Security, and two of the people that have been named to be on that have already said they want to do away with Social Security.
They've already proposed taking over even public and private pension funds and taxing them. I mean, they're really doing this.
Well, that's dangerous. That's very dangerous. It really is, you know?
Well, let's talk more about them. I mean, specifically, though, how can Glenn Beck just come out knowing that most of his listeners, I mean, what is it, 60-something percent of Republicans think he wasn't born here? It's 30-something percent of Democrats. I want to play this Michelle Obama clip, Barry Sotero's wife, Michelle Sotero clip. And this is before any of this stuff came out. This is 2 years ago. There's several of these clips. Giving a speech to Democrats, talking about how going back to his home country of Kenya. Now, it doesn't get any more powerful than this. Here it is.
Surrounding HIV testing, which is still plaguing so many of our communities, which you all know, a lot of that is due to homophobia. Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya, we took a public HIV test. For the very point of showing folks in Kenya that there is nothing.
I mean, and there's more clips of her, but we're not supposed to be concerned about this, or his grandmother saying he was born there, or the Kenyan press saying he was born there, or them having a statue saying he was born there. But again, I bypass all that because they can at least cloud the issue. He gave up his citizenship to become Barry Sotero. It's on record, Phil.
I know, and that's why. What we have to do for all your listeners out there, when the show is over, go to your address book, send them my website, ObamaCrimes.com. Spread it. If enough people in this country really knew what was going on, then at that point, I think we can really force the issue. That's the thing. Not enough people know. And really, we need a big turnout. We need a big turnout this coming Saturday. And as many people, please urge everyone to come. It's vital.
How long have you had to promote this?
We've been doing it for the past month, but, it's tough. The national media won't cover it. And, We're doing it by radio. We're doing wherever we can. We're doing it by the internet. We're doing it by you. You're a great sponsor. I know you can support this and send the message out to people. And we need as many people as we can. If we can get more people there, the more people, the better. You know, Alex, within 2 to 3 hours of within 2 to 3 hours of Washington, D.C., there's about 30 million people. We just need people to take off a half day of your time. This can be the most effective march in the history of this country because we deserve the truth, and we're not getting it.
Well, we need everybody to call their local talk radio, especially if you're near D.C., within, you know, even 200 miles. Call talk radio. Plug the Obama Crimes website. Say there's a rally exposing all this and Obamacare coming up this weekend. Everybody needs to be there Saturday, October 23rd, 2010, high noon for 3 hours. Tell us about some of the speakers you've got coming up, Phil.
Well, I think the biggest speaker for everyone's concern is Jerry Corsi, because Jerry Corsi traveled. He's been doing this with WorldNet Daily, and Jerry Corsi, as you know, went to Africa, and the entire time he was there,
they put him on house arrest.
House arrest. He couldn't get to her, and that's the crucial person, Sarah Obama, because Sarah Obama states she was there. She was there when he was born. She's in the hospital. I mean, this thing is such a hoax on our country, and we're going to have hopefully we're going to have the minister there who was on the call where the tape was taken with Sarah Obama in Swahili, where she stated he was there. We're hoping to have him there and other speakers. But the crucial thing is we need people there. This is so important. Bring a copy of your birth certificate. Can you imagine a million people holding up a copy of their birth certificate and then saying to Obama, show us that you're constitutionally eligible.
Show us the vault copy. Listen, now they've digitized all this, and I've had children, and I needed to get extra copies of it, and you go down to the Bureau of Statistics, and they print you a receipt. That is not the vault copy signed by the doctor. I know our listeners know this, but the media, but look, here's the good news, Phil. The hoax isn't working. Going back a year ago, he had the lowest approval rating of any president at that point. Now it's broken all records, and they're talking about Obama may not even run now. The Republicans are going to win the House and the Senate. I mean, this guy has been a total disaster because he's as phony as a $3 bill, and he can't even talk unless he has a teleprompter. The White House admits all he does is watch ESPN. He's basically delusional because he's an actor. He's an actor. He's an actor. He's an actor. And if we can bring down Barry Sotero, a.k.a. Barack Obama, it's all the stuff he's put through legislatively is over. Can you, as a lawyer and a constitutional expert, explain that to him?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. People are talking about impeachment. You can't impeach someone who's not legally in office here. We can force him out of office and everything. This is so urgent, so important for all of you, because everything he's done would become void because it's all voidable now because he has no business being in that office. And, you know, the sad thing is, he knows it. He knows it. And, like, you know, people are saying, well, you know, if you get him out of office, there's going to be riots in the streets. There's not going to be riots in the streets because I will have a news conference with all the major religious people in this country, the major talk show people in this country, and the major politicians say, stop in your tracks. You're going to have a riot in the streets for Obama, but Obama knows and he perpetrated this. This is nonsense. This
well, look, I saw a poll that over 34% of his original supporters have now left him. I mean, you're not going to have a riot over this unless somebody stages it. But plus, justice be done, may the heavens fall, Phil.
Absolutely. But this is so that's why when you say the lack of support he has, therefore the people that are anti-Obama, this is the rally to come out to. Whatever you are, with Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever you're a Tea Party, some of the Tea Party people don't want to touch this issue because they have their own issue. My issue is that it's constitutional crisis we're in.
Well, the Tea Party was started out of Ron Paul. Then, a year and a half ago, all the first Tea Parties were about the birth certificates, everybody being shouted down. And then Beck comes in as our leader and says, you don't touch the issue that supercharged the Tea Party. Who in? I don't want to bash him anymore. But come on, Beck. Don't sit there and tell us what we can and can't talk about. And now the Tea Party is so in his lap that that they're not. This is outrageous.
Yeah, but the top officials are by me not with us, but the down the people out there. The Constitution says we the people, and members of the Tea Party and members of Republican, Democrats, or Independents, you can unite with us on this issue. I'm doing this now, my 27th month doing this. I did this before he even ran, was nominated to the Democratic National Committee convention in Denver. This is so imperative. This could be the major decision changing this country. That's why it's so imperative you come out this Saturday, October 23rd, at the west side of the west front of the U.S. Capitol. This, we can do something different. You know, Obama kept saying, we can. We cannot, we don't want what he can. But we, the people, can change the course of history by getting enough people out there and forcing Congress to hold a hearing or forcing the national media to cover the story. If this story was covered by 2020 or Dateline or was a top fold of the New York Times or Washington Post, Obama would be out of office in a week. So it's imperative that we join together. I can't stress enough to come out, bring your children, bring your neighbor, come out, spend the afternoon here, bring a copy of your birth certificate, demand the truth, demand that the Constitution be followed.
ObamaCrimes.com, and I got to go on that funeral, but stay with us for five more minutes on the other side to cover any other issues on this front, any new research or developments, how they're trying to block your lawsuit. ObamaCrimes.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We're streaming live the radio show with the free audio streams at InfoWars.com, but over at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can watch the entire show in full video living color with the multicast, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. Attorney Phil Berg.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run.
Son,
keep your foot hard on the pedal.
Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
We've got Philip J. Byrd, ObamaCrimes.com, our guest for about three, 4 more minutes. And we'll definitely get him back in next week for a 30-minute report on the aftermath of this event. But we got a long way to go and a short time to get there, but we're having a big effect. So even if you can't travel there, spread the word about the Obama Crimes website and support what Phil Berg is doing. I know Phil's a great guy. You know, he just tells it like it is. He went public for 9/11 Truth early on. He just looks at the evidence and tells the truth and does what he has to fight tyranny. Phil, I don't think Obama is going to get reelected, and it'll do everybody a favor if we can just get this guy to leave office right now.
Absolutely. The sooner he's out, the better it is for this country. That's why it's imperative, and thank you for supporting us. Everyone, please come to Washington, D.C. if you can this Saturday, October 23rd at 12 noon at the U.S. Capitol, the West Front. This rally is the most significant rally, and it can be, in our history, because we can get out of office someone who doesn't belong in office. Obama is a fraud. He's a phony. This is the biggest hoax against the United States of America. And the words I'm using, I use all the time. No one's arresting me. No one's telling me they're suing me. No one's telling me that what I'm saying, because the truth is an offense.
They detain the investigators that show up in Kenya. They're acting suspicious. If he really wasn't born there, why act so suspicious?
And also, why steal all your records? All his records are sealed. It was one of the first acts he did after being sworn in as president. I hate to even say that word. Why are all his records sealed? I'm sure his college records are sealed because it'll show he applied for and received aid either from foreign aid from Kenya or Indonesia. He's a phony. He's a fraud. It's time we stop this because he's destroying this country. Obamacare is blatantly unconstitutional. What he wants to do with Social Security will hurt everyone in this country. It's a disaster. So really, everyone, go to ObamaCrimes.com when the show's over. Send it to everyone on your address book. Pick up your telephone. Spread the word however you can across this great nation. Because we the people, that's what the Constitution starts off to. We the people, we have a right to stand together. We fought the British to establish this country. This is a smaller battle, but a bigger battle because he's in office. We the people can force Obama out of office. We don't need 2.5 more years of Obama. It's scary, it's frightening what he's doing. He wants to destroy this country. But we can stop him in his tracks by we the people joining together. Come out this Saturday. You know, if you can, send a contribution. But more important, come out this Saturday. It's imperative that we join together to stop what's happening to this country. The words are, Obama is a phony. He's a fraud. This is outrageous what's going on. It's outrageous that he was even sworn into office. It's outrageous that he was elected. And people now know he's got the lowest polling numbers. Support me by showing that the low polling numbers mean something. Come out. We can get Obama out of office.
Well, Phil, in closing, they're running scared from this issue. They won't release the documents. They're scared. And where there's smoke, there's fire. But as you have shown, it's Barry Sotaro. The fact that he gave up his citizenship and is illegitimate on that front, that is the ace in the hole. That is the proof. And clearly the Kenya situation, you know, all the evidence is he was born in Kenya. And this rally coming up 12 noon there at the Capitol on Saturday. Everybody be there or give in to this globalist takeover. We'll talk to you again next week, Phil Berg, and get the aftermath of this. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
All right, there goes Phil Berg. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. The network website is GCNLive.com. A lot of key news and the free iPhone app at GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.